Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, several hundred people, mainly residents of Uachtaráid, are maintaining a 24-hour protest outside the gates of the Connemara Gateway Hotel. They're concerned it's being refurbished as a direct provision centre. More than 1,500 people took part in a silent march on Saturday, carrying banners about inhumane direct provision. The controversy started last Wednesday at a public meeting where the independent TD Noel Grealish was recorded making remarks about African economic migrants sponging off the system. Lorna Siggins was in Uachtaráid on Saturday and again at the protest early this morning. And Lorna, let's talk about the continuing protest. When did it start and what's been happening?
Yes, Mary, it had started really after Saturday's march through the town from the Roman Catholic Church in Uachtaráid to the hotel, which is several kilometres on the east or the Galway side. And since Saturday afternoon, there has been a round-the-clock presence outside the hotel by a sort of roster of local people bearing banners and wearing yellow safety vests. And then early this morning, construction workers arrived to continue work at the hotel, but they opted not to try and gain access due probably to the large number of people outside. There appeared to be no trouble from what I could see. And as the hours passed, then there was a brazier lit with a fire. There was tea and biscuits and there was a low key guard presence and a lot of motorists passing and beeping their support. And since the march, there has been criticism on social media that the community is calling for transparency, but then it has a closed Facebook page. So I asked local spokesperson Rory Clancy about this, and you'll also hear Marion Earle on the community's concerns.
We are the small community of Uachtaráid. This is not something we do on a daily basis. And we are being extremely active and will continue to be extremely active. And we really don't have time for the negative people that are out there spending their time sitting down, tweeting and on Facebook. There were some comments we didn't like and we wouldn't like them on our page. And it just was taking up too much time to be dealing with this when we had an important job to be doing. So we decided to stop that by having control on it.
I really don't give that much consideration to Noel Grealish at the moment. We are very busy. It is unfortunate that he said what he said, because I'm sure that if other words had been used, this would not have been an issue. Honestly, no, it wasn't nice. It didn't sound good and it didn't do us any favours. But Noel Grealish has to answer for his own statements and he'll have to deal with that.
And so you're going to maintain this for
100%, as long as it takes until we get what the people deserve.
The other night the minister said about, you know, nobody bar one has come up with a better idea. But hang on here. He's the man who's been paid. It's up to him. Come up with other ideas. This isn't working. There are many of us who would be more than welcome to take in refugees while their status has been decided upon.
Now, that was retired special needs assistant Marion Earle, one of two spokespeople for the Uachtaráid community protest. And Lorna, any response from the hotel owner or from the contractors?
Well, so far the new owners of the hotel and the contractors are making no comment, but the former owner of the Connemara Gateway, John Nolan, spoke to me. Mr. Nolan was in his daughter's house this morning, which is up a side road adjoining the hotel, and he explained that he had to spend a lot of money upgrading the hotel to meet fire regulations after he bought it in 2004. And he said he had proposed a number of alternatives to a hotel, including housing and assisted living, but he had been advised that the premises was too far from the town centre. So when he was approached to sell, he says he did, and he says he lost money on it, and he says he has no financial interest in it now, and he believes the picket may have been misinformed and that it was mounted outside his daughter's house, as the hotel can be accessed from the property. And he is very concerned about misinformation.
Protest is protest, and it's seen the world all over. But these people are misinformed. They've assumed that John Nolan is still the current owner. This morning, my granddaughter, who is 15 years of age, had to walk out through a picket line from her own home in modern Ireland, in County Galway. That's not modern Ireland. I mean, I've no input into what they're going to do in the hotel. To be honest with you, the workmanship I have seen in it would bring it up to a 4-star hotel very quickly. As I understand it, if this goes ahead in the planned thing they're going to do, they have their own doctors. They have their own buses to take them into Galway. The locals don't have to worry about not getting a seat on the bus. They have their own accommodation. Now, this company has two or three others somewhere out the country. The locations, I don't know. I've been an immigrant myself. I lived in England for 40 years. And my father before me emigrated to America in the 20s, in tough times in America.
Do you think there should have been more information given to the community?
You need to address that to Charlie Flanagan. I would say yes, they should have done.
And that was the former hotel owner there, John Nolan. So, Lorna, has there been any attempt to mediate this situation at all?
Well, the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, earlier today called on people in Uachtaráid to step back and allow the process for selecting new centres for direct provision to take place. And he said that heightened tensions in the town in recent days were a matter of real regret. His cabinet colleague, Minister for Children Catherine Zappone, said she felt that the independent Galway West TD Noel Greida should think about comments he made last week, clarify them further and perhaps withdraw them. I did speak to one person on the picket who has a lot of experience of direct provision, retired rector Reverend Anthony Previte, who was in Clifton when a centre for asylum seekers was opened there nearly 20 years ago. And he said that there had been a combined community and church response back then, and church congregations swelled, both Catholic and Protestant. But there were many people who had been through a very rough experience who were housed in the asylum centre, and they had ongoing mental health issues. And he's still in contact with some of those people, he said. He said he'd been trying to work on social housing provision in Clifton, and he was very keen to say that Noel Grealish had been very supportive on that.
Yeah, I think some of his remarks may have been unfortunate or badly taken up. Direct provision, that's why we're all protesting here, because we think it is a very bad system. And that's backed up particularly by the fact that the whole thing is done in a cloak and dagger manner. It's behind the closed door. There's a lot of money involved. But that if there was a fair distribution of two to three families amongst a large number of towns and cities in the place, then they would be welcomed and well assimilated into their various communities and well looked after. The isolation of a group of people into an asylum direct provision centre is very unsatisfactory for their health. They have no say where they go, and we have no say where they go, and we are certainly never consulted. And if the government had the decency to actually consult people and communities in the first place, then we might make a lot more progress, because we are a welcoming, friendly, Fáilte company.
And what was the difference with Clifton? Was it because the churches and the community came together?
Well, the centre was much closer to the middle of the town, all right. And they did integrate pretty well, all right. But then they were bussed off and changed to different locations around the country, which for them was highly unsettling. And their processing for their residency or their permits or whatever it was took years and years. And they still were not allowed to work, and they still had no papers. They still had no proper place to live.
That's the Reverend Anthony Previte there. Lorna, did you get any sense yourself if this is going to continue, if it's going to continue indefinitely, or where it's going?
Yeah, Fianna Fáil councillor Seamus Walsh was talking about buying a Christmas tree this morning because he said it was going to last that long if there was no solution. Other local communities have objected to direct provision centres, as we know from Rooski in County Roscommon and Moville in County Donegal, for instance. But there is an issue with the system of direct provision highlighted in reports to government, and a concern that a business model benefits only business, not refugees or communities, and doesn't allow for consultation. Uachtaráid is known for its angling tourism. It's close to Loch Corrib. It's on the Wild Atlantic Way. It has GAA and basketball. But like many rural towns, it has boarded up properties. And there are concerns about the fact that there's only one doctor, poor public transport, a limited Garda presence, and parents commuting to Galway for work with all those pressures. And this was outlined to me by Moroccan chef Sami Nawi, who lives in Uachtaráid with his family. He's been there for the past 7 years. He first came here to work on a work permit in Clare, and he was upset by Noel Grealish's comments, but he did participate in Saturday's march.
We need the hotel, we need the tourists, we need the pubs moving again. You know, that's the reason, that's why I came, because I have a business here 7 years. But I know those people in Uachtaráid very, very friendly.
And
very.
You have children?
I have four children, yeah. I have four, yeah.
And you've never experienced any racism?
Never, no. They're all happy.
Yeah.
I just sometimes I joke with them, oh, we have to move from here, and they're crying. I still not cry, like, no, you know. So they're very happy here with those people, with an doctoral, very, very nice, very friendly. I play soccer with them, you know, everyone know me, like. So that's what I'm saying, that's the reason. But you bring those people here, it's like, you know, it's like for tourists. And don't forget, this is like the first village, I think, Clifton in Connemara. We have no doctor. There is only one doctor. Yeah. I'm not talking about the racist, I know, because I'm, don't look at my face, I know it's diff, I'm no, not Irish, yeah. You know, but still, it's not, now we're here for the government, it's not for people. People welcome, because already, I think already the government signed about their king. Anyone, they will come, any town, they will put him. But when in Oktorard, you have to, before you put, you have to bring, like, there is a doctor, okay? There is, like, the boss said earlier, the last one, it's 6:15. Do you get me? So that's what I'm talking about. We're here, not like them. They're very welcome. But I'm talking about the government, what they do.
Moroccan chef Sami Nawi, he lives in Uachtaráid, ending Lorna Siggins' report there from the County Galway town.